Tristan Winder and Rick Windham. Glad to be with you here on a Monday, February 28th edition. Thanks to local shelter insurance agents Pete Voles, Brent Rogo, and Bo Witt. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the shelter guys of North Platte, Nebraska. Warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in North Platte, Sean Jacobs, joining us now on KODY's Mugs of the Morning. Sean, as always, we appreciate the time and good to talk to you.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. And I just have to say that I picked a good week to not be on the show last week and a good week to return.
So yes.
It's good to be back.
Now, Sean, as we talk about the temperatures we had a week ago, a lot of cold and even a little bit of snow for last week.
Yeah, unfortunately, not enough snow. You know, there were a few places out west maybe got an inch or two, but, you know, here locally, it was, I think, a half inch or less, depending on where you are across Lincoln County. And with that, very, very little moisture. I don't know if you noticed, I was talking with my daughter about this, but this snow really kind of just evaporated. It wasn't because it melted, but we were just so dry in the lower levels of the atmosphere that the atmosphere was sucking up whatever moisture, and it evaporated the snow rather quickly rather than melting.
Right.
Not enough moisture. And then, as you mentioned, temperatures were bone-chilling cold. We saw wind chills get as low as, the mid-minus 30s last week over several places across the area. So, yeah, very, very cold.
Now, Sean, as we preview the forecast for the week ahead, you mentioned that you've picked a good one for us, and must conclude as well that the work week ended on a high note with temperatures climbing a little bit on Friday, and then the weekend was just gorgeous.
It was. You know, it really was gorgeous. We had what we should expect for this time of year this past weekend with temperatures, you know, largely in the 40s. Yesterday, we were in the 50s. It just made for a nice day to be out. And, you know, we went up to the lake and saw some people ice fishing, you know, and with the newly formed ice, I had seen that the ice had broken up.
But then, whoa.
You know, of course, with the cold temperatures, people were back out ice fishing. And it was a nice time to be outside and enjoy the weather. And you know, we're looking for more of that, actually. Abnormally warm conditions this week, at least through the middle of the week, with temperatures climbing into the 60s and 70s each in the next 3 days. Back here in North Platte, starting on Tuesday, tomorrow, and then Wednesday, we can see lower to mid-70s, which certainly, you know, we'll take it. It's really, really nice when it occurs, but eventually you have to pay for it, you know, and so I would expect a cool down sometime, you know, here early March, middle of the month.
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely warm.
And could we get some of the much-needed moisture throughout the month of March as well?
You know, we're looking at our next storm system that could bring some moisture back to the area, and it's not looking all that good at this time. But that would come Friday into Saturday. We do get a front that backs into the area starting on Thursday, which cools us down closer to normal, but will still be above normal at least Thursday and Friday with temperatures in the 50s. 60s, but then we start to really feel the, I guess, the effect of that front and the storm system late Friday night to Saturday. Right now, we're running about 50 to 60% chance of precipitation. It doesn't look like it's going to be a gully washer. It'll probably start off in the form of rain, may change over to snow overnight, but again, nothing. We'll take the moisture, but we're not seeing it as one that's going to be one of those really good soakers that we really, really need.
Mm-hmm.
And then just looking at the long-range forecast for the weekend and next week, temperatures at least will be closer to normal. So generally highs in the upper 30s to, you know, mid-40s, depending on the day. But just not looking at much in the way of precipitation. I don't see a major storm system that's going to come in and bring all that beneficial rain.
Again, we have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte. And cooler temperatures last week, but not going to be the case this week. And just generally speaking, tell us what we have coming throughout the month of March again, Sean.
You know, March is certainly one of those months of change. We start going into the spring season. And the outlook, at least initially, after we get by, you know, late or mid to late week this week, temperatures look to be below normal as a whole, at least for the next 6 to 10 days beyond middle of this week. When I say below normal, I'm not seeing anything like we experienced last week, but trending back toward below normal. And unfortunately, precipitation, I just don't see a strong signal beyond what I'm seeing here at the end of the week. It doesn't mean that we can't get a system, but I'm just not seeing anything that's really a strong signal that would suggest a good gully washer or good, you know, real heavy soaking rain that we desperately need. There will be some chances. It's a more active pattern, but tying down those time, tying down the time period for those chances, and really the confidence is low on when or if they will occur. So bottom line, it looks at least drier than normal.
I got a question for you, Sean. In the National Weather Service matrix, where does a gully washer rank? Is that above or below a frog strangler?
You know, that is a good question. That's a stumper. You know, to me, a gully washer was always one of those exciting things when I was a kid, because that meant I used to be able to go outside and find leaves and race my brothers, have leaf races.
Yes, I remember those.
A gully washer is one of those that, at least as a kid, it ranked very, very high. And also it meant usually that the rain came pretty quick.
Right.
So there's usually some good worms to pick up afterwards for fishing. And, yeah.
All those things that matter.
As a Weather Service employee, that one's tough. And you know, I'm stumped. I don't know where it fits in.
I one of these days I want to come out to the office and I want to see a chart on the wall that ranks these phrases.
We will get on that immediately. You're welcome.
I have the utmost faith in the ability of your people to come up with that. Some of the guys I know, that's right up their alley.
That is right up their alley. You know, I think Mr. Taylor, who was on last week, is one that I would definitely bring people to help us out on that. Yeah.
So. Sean, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
You know, I say this a lot, but it's such an excellent opportunity for our community. We're getting into our storm spotter training season. And if you've never attended the storm spotter training session that we offer this year here on March the 7th, it's going to be at the college, the North Campus. It's a free course where we talk about severe weather. Now, I hear from the community, a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm not interested in going storm chasing or you know, doing that. That's not what this is. This is just teaching you how to go and to understand the different areas of storm, look at the different hazards, and then be able to be a volunteer to your community to help your community out by reporting the weather. So what happens here is going to happen downstream, you know, in a short amount of time. So we take those reports, you know, from the public, and that helps us provide validity to our forecasts, as well as provide it's a human aspect. So, you know, that and people tend to listen to humans, you know, when they hear that a storm is producing softball size hail and it's, you know, one of their community members that's reporting this, they tend to take action and go indoors. So we just welcome anybody. Again, it's a free class. We're only going to take up about an hour to an hour and a half of your time. You're going to be in with a bunch of people that are interested about weather. So, you know, us meteorologists, it's our opportunity to kind of nerd out and just get excited about weather and tell you what we know.
Nerd out. I like
it's
that.
Fun. Nerd out is another one that will be on that list, for gully washer. I guess when you hear a meteorologist nerding out, that's a big storm.
And as somebody that has attended some of your classes, I want to give them a plug. They're very... very good. Good information. Very well done. The people that have presented the class have always been prepared. And I like it. One of the things I learned that I considered very valuable when they're talking about straight line winds. And, you know, it's hard to judge that just by looking at corn stalks blowing across the road or anything. But when they got to the point where they said 65 to 75 mile an hour winds will flip an empty center pivot irrigation, flip it over on its side, but it's closer to 100 miles an hour if it's charged and full of water. Now, that is something I can relate to.
My goodness.
Exactly. And that's what's so fun about these courses is it's that opportunity to share, and you hear, you know, what other people have experienced, you know, in the weather world. And, you know, this is how we learn, and this is how we, you know, strengthen our community. And it's just a great time. You know, and of course I'm partial to weather. I love the weather, and I love talking about weather. I will be there with my colleague, Caleb. And I'll tell you what, Caleb, if there's one or two people in the office I can think of when severe weather is occurring that you want, you know, studying the weather and looking at the weather, and Caleb is one of those two. He's just amazing. And I say one or two, we're all experts. And so I better backtrack. I don't want to make any of my colleagues mad at me.
Careful.
You know, careful. But I'll tell you what, Caleb is just a bright individual with severe weather. He has such a passion for it. And he's going to be leading the talk, and I'm just going to be there kind of learning from him and just having a good time, you know, talking with community members. 7 p.m. on the 7th of March. And again, college, the North Campus, will be signs directed to the room. And we welcome anybody and everyone who's interested.
7th is next Monday.
Next Monday, yep.
Okay. Awesome. I'm going to try to get to that because I do enjoy it, and I'll just reiterate what you said. It's a great thing, and if you're interested in weather at all, at whatever level, I think you can learn something from it, and it's a nice program.
And I appreciate that. Whatever level, you don't have to be a weather nerd, you know, to appreciate this spotter training. And you know, again, we have some community members here that are not professional meteorologists, but they have a passion for meteorology. And they come out, they do a lot of spotting and a lot of storm chasing. And when we get reports from them, I mean, they're just amazing reports. So it's just a good opportunity. And you know what? If you can't make it out, we do offer virtual. You know, we are being respectful of everyone, and we want to make sure that we have an opportunity to train everyone. Tonight, we do have a virtual option that we're being offered. It's to anybody in the area. And all you have to do is go to weather.gov/LBF, and that's for Lee Bird Field. And right at the top of the page, there's a storm spotter link. You click on it, you can register, and you'll get that link to be able to join tonight. If you can't make it tonight, we have some more virtual options that are going on in March and April as well.
Well, Sean, as always, we very much appreciate the time and look forward to talking to you again next Monday, sir.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, and I'll hopefully bring some good news next week other than just nice weather. So hopefully we'll be talking about some good beneficial moisture.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Have a great week.
You too. Take care.